Blog Talk Radio.
He's helping to guest host the show today. Welcome both of you to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Art, again. I know it's been a while since I got to talk to you, and you know, we're going to get to see you next weekend and do that workshop, and I'm sure it's going to be a great workshop, and all type of, you know, miracles is going to happen. It's going to be real exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, you know, we get into the interview, I'm going to go ahead and read this right quick that I got for the show today. It's called Trusting God. my Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. In fact, that I think I am falling. Your will does not mean I am actually doing so, but I believe that desire to please you does in fast place with you. And I hope I have the desire in all that I am doing. Therefore, I will trust you always through may seems to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will fear not you or ever with me, and you will never leave me to face the pearls alone. So what this is basically saying is, you know, even though, you know, we're in life and we have no idea what's going on, we're just, you know, we're putting all of our trust on God, but we know that he has a handle on it, and we know that he's going to help guide us through all these situations. And a lot of times, you know, like doing missionary work, doing street ministry, anything, we have no idea what's going to happen. You know, we're trust. You've got to put your trust. It's just kind of like when Art, you know, when you first went out to missionary work, went overseas, and the Lord just guided you. You had no idea what was going to happen, but he guided you, and you know, you put your trust in him, and he came out for you and helped you with everything. And that's kind of like how, you know, a lot of God's helpers do. You know, we put our trust in God. Now, a lot of times when we put our minds into things and we think we got everything under control, that's when we have problems, because we ain't trusting God. We're kind of trusting ourselves and, you know, our own human selves. And our human selves has no power over anything. We think we do. I mean, the world has trained us to think that we have to have control over everything. But when you become a full-blown Christian, you learn real quick that you have no control of anything, because the Lord will show you real quick that you don't. And then when you put your trust in him, he shows you all type of things. He shows you things that you never thought you could do. Takes you places where you never thought you could go. And it's amazing trusting in God and watching him guide your life and guide you to many different things that you can do for him. And knowing that his hand is you. You're a part of his body. We're all a part of Christ's body. And no matter where we are on the body of Christ, that we're all being guided and we're being used. And I can share a little story that happened to me yesterday. I do lawn care on the side. And there's a friend of mine, he passed away, and I was mowing his father's grass yesterday, me and my buddy. And I asked the Lord to please, there was a storm coming in real fast. It was going to come in my area. It's going to wash out a lot of my yards. And I asked the Lord, please hold the rain back. And anyway, it started holding back, and all of a sudden, right in the middle of the yard, it started raining. It started raining while I was mowing, and all of a sudden, we was throwed in the room with my buddy's dad, and he's been having a hard time. And first thing he said, he's like, man, I can't use my hand. I can't squeeze my motorcycle handle anymore. I can't do this. He said, I'm going to have to sell my motorcycle. I asked him, I said, would you want your strength back in your hand? He said, sure, man. You know, do I have to have operations? I know, just and, now, if it didn't rain, I wouldn't have done this. I'd have been outside mowing and trimming the yard and all that stuff. But anyway, I prayed, and nothing really happened. I was like, are you a Christian? He's like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I don't practice, you know. And he's been known to drink quite a bit, too. But he's still a great guy, and we all love him, and, you know, we care for him and try to do what we can for him. You can't make the mule go to the water, like they say. So you got to do what you can to help him out. But anyway, it was like, you know, can you confess your sins? He said, yeah. I said, I confess my sins, Lord Jesus. You can take all my sins away. And I said, let me try this again. And I said, in Jesus' name, I said, hand opened up. And his hand opened up. But he wouldn't own up to it. He jumped on the motorcycle and grabbed the brake and started squeezing the Howard. I said, man, you're doing pretty good. You're doing better than what I could. So it freaked him out, and he had to go to the store after that. And we started back mowing again, and he wouldn't speak to us no more. So we thought we did a pretty good job. But the Lord did a good job. Wasn't us, but it was the Lord. But anyway, it's just like, you know, then the rest of the day when we was mowing, it didn't rain no more. It just stopped. And I had another incident where I supposed to, I guess the Lord was wanting me to bless the his garage that he's staying in, because there's a lot of negative forces in there, I felt. So the Lord made it rain again. I had to drop my weed eater and go back in there. I was like, well, I'm in here. I'll just pray for this place. Okay, my weed eater had a long string hanging out where I couldn't actually control the weed eater. It just was messing up. So I actually laid it outside, and I went inside, and I prayed for the place, for God to fill the place with the Holy Spirit. I went outside. My weed eater string was already fixed for me. It was weird, man. I was like, man, this is weird. I ain't saw that before. So, but anyway, the Lord was in. When you put everything in control of the Lord, He will do. He will control it. And it kind of shook me. I had a lot of things happen this weekend. It kind of shook me that the Lord did. But it's just amazing how He is in control, and not to fear, but believe and know that He will do things for you. And it's pretty awesome of the things He will do for you. So, yeah. Jacob, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Just enjoying hearing y'all, hearing your stories about the weed eaters and rain.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Doing well, man. Really excited to have Bart Thomas on the show today.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's good to have, you know, somebody that did all the things he did on the show. It's very awesome. So, Jacob, what was you wanting to talk to Art about today?
Well, I was really interested in knowing about his Uganda excursions. I say excursions, trips, and what kind of things have you seen and done over there? Making any headway for the kingdom?
Yeah, we. You know, to kind of catch everybody up to speed, my first trip there was in October 2011, went by myself to meet a guy I'd only met through email, and it was powerful. God did some amazing things. I saw hundreds of people saved, hundreds of people healed, and that was my first year of traveling ministry, so it really wrecked my world, because I had never really seen anything on that scale before. So I came back, and actually during that time, that's when the Lord did a shift in my heart from being a healing minister to training and equipping other people to do the work of the ministry. So this is for everybody and not just for, not just for me. So we went back that following June because we were purchasing land for an orphanage. There's this pastor, the one I was connected with, that I stayed with my first trip and actually my later trips as well. But he, when he became a Christian, his family kicked him out. He became an orphan. Attempts were made on his life. The guy's got an amazing story. But he's always had in his heart this thing for orphans. And same with his wife. She was an orphan. And they, when I went, they were taking care of 16 orphans out of their own house. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians, right? You know, take care of the widow and the orphan in their distress. And so
he's living it.
Yeah, he's living it. So, you know, he tells me, just not asking me for anything, but we were just having conversation. I was asking him about all the orphans. He goes, yeah, my dream one day would be to have an orphanage that I run and can take care of more children than I can take care of here. And so, you know, I kind of like took that in, prayed about it, mulled it over in my mind, and when I was leaving from that first trip, I said, look, I don't know how long it's going to be, what it's going to take, but it's in my heart to help you make that orphanage happen. I said, I got to be honest with you, I have no money, I don't have a well-known ministry right now, I've got nothing, so this could be 5 years from now, I don't know. Well, 2 months later, he sends me a text message. How serious were you? There's a gentleman in town that's selling 2 acres of land, and it's, you know, a 5-minute walk from my house, and it would be perfect. So I said, well, how much is it? He said, 5 million shillings. So I'm like, that sounds like a lot. So I go on Google and look it up, and that's about $2,200 U.S. So I was like, $2,200 U.S. for 2 acres of land. That's pretty good. So I still had no money. I had $300 in savings. So that meant I needed $1,900 still. So I put word out there on, you know, to different people who've, you know, been readers of my website and stuff like that. And really nobody responded except one guy, and he said, give it a week, and then when it comes down to the deadline, let me know how much you still need. And when it came down to the deadline, I still needed $1,900. And he said, done. Wrote the check, and we sent the money over there, bought the land. June, we went and checked on the land. I mean, God started making connections that you wouldn't believe, but that's a story for another time from that trip. That was incredible what God did there. And then shortly after that, I guess it would be the next year, which was this past summer, the Lord opened up 3 more acres right next, like adjacent to that 2 acres. And it was going to be purchased by a Muslim man that was the one bidding for it, and one of the people in the church caught wind of it. And sure enough, we've got 5 acres now, and so 3 acres makes it self-sustainable because they're going to grow crops there, and then 2 acres is the actual complex. And we went in February. I took 13 people with me, and we've got foundations for 2 buildings laid. One of those buildings is built. 2 pit latrines dug and built, and then everything else is ready to go. So we've got to build the dormitories. We've got about $40,000 left to raise, and we'll have this whole thing finished.
Well,
so that
fantastic.
Was one of the things we did.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Good. Great work.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we also did a massive evangelistic crusade. We had probably about 5,000 people show up over the course of 3 days. The biggest crowd was about 3,000, but we like to ask people, if this is your first night here, raise your hand. So that kind of gave us the idea, wow, there's probably about 5,000 altogether across 3 days. We had about 1,000 people healed. A few hundred were saved. That was a harder number to gauge because the people who raised their hands and the people who came forward, there was a difference. So we don't exactly know what happened there, but we'll let God sort that one out in the end. But it was at least 200, at most 400. So God did some amazing stuff there. And, I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what kind of, can you give us some examples of some notable miracles you might have seen?
Yeah, the craziest one that happened was this woman who came to the crusade. I didn't get to see the before, but her testimony was that she had a tumor on her stomach so big that she looked pregnant. And during the crusade, when we said, put your hand where the problem is, we're going to pray, and we just told things to leave in Jesus' name, she said during that time it simply vanished. So I don't know where it went. I don't know, where does it go, you know? But she said it vanished, and she didn't look like she had any kind of tumor. We had deaf ears and blind eyes opening up. We had a little kid who had a dislocated hip that he said popped into place. And, you know, we've got video of him, you know, moving around on the stage and saying, I'm okay. we had people that had pain through their whole bodies. We had people set free from demons. We had 8 people get saved in the pastors and leaders conference.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a friend who was with us. He goes, yeah, I firmly believe that pastors and leaders should be saved. So
that should be the most important right there. Yeah.
Hey, my pastor got saved.
No
it.
Joke. Yeah, we had we did a women's conference that was 3 days, a children's conference that was 2 days. We went and preached in different churches out in the villages where, I mean, one of them was just planted. It didn't even have a church structure. We're just meeting under a tree. On the building site of the orphanage, one of our builders felt like the Holy Spirit told him to give his shoes to this guy who had no shoes. And he was like, all right. And he's thinking about it. He's like, man, I don't want to put shoes on without socks, but I brought extra socks. So, and then he's thinking about putting socks on this guy's dirty feet that have been walking without shoes and socks for so long, and he's like, man, I should wash his feet. And then he's like, oh, this is weird, because this guy, he's like one of those manly men type guys, you know. And but he finally settled, all right, this is the Lord telling me to do this. So he washes the guy's feet, puts brand new socks on his feet, shoes on the socks, and then tells all the builders that were standing around watching this spectacle, tells them all about Jesus washing his disciples' feet and how Jesus came to serve and to love us when we were unlovable, and then gave a salvation call. And the guy that got his feet washed, he got saved, and there were two others, one of which was the local Muslim imam. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we had a wild trip. It was incredible. And our minds were all blown. It was so much bigger than anything I had ever done in my life, in the scope of everything we put on. But, it was amazing what God came through on. And, so did our team members. They were awesome. And, so yeah, we're still working on raising money for the orphanage. We also got to film the last little bit for our movie, which I know you guys are going to ask me about later. And so that was pretty fun.
Well, toward the end of the show, maybe you can, as far as the raising money part, toward the end of the show, maybe you can give the people that are listening and are going to listen to the archives, maybe you can give them a little insight on how they can make a donation or anything if you
That'd be awesome.
Like
Thanks.
To do that.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, Art, I want to ask you, now with this workshop that's coming this Friday and Saturday, what do you normally do in these workshops, getting them equipped and ready for the street?
Yeah. Usually when I'm invited, I only have one moment of training, and then we go out and hit the streets. So we've got an added benefit of also a Friday night meeting this time. So I'm not entirely sure what the Lord wants to do Friday night yet. I'm going to keep praying about that and try to come with a word instead of just showing up and doing what I've always done. And Saturday, that's when we're going to really get down to the nitty-gritty of stuff. What I usually do is I give a crash course in healing ministry, deliverance ministry, hearing God's voice, words of knowledge. Just it's kind of like real quick, we're going to go through supernatural Christianity and wake people up to what's available, and not only that, but how simple it is to walk in it. And then we just ask the Lord where he wants us to go, and as a group, there's a method we have for doing this so that it streamlines it, but you'll see. And as a group, we're gonna go out in, depending on how many people are there, we may make multiple teams, or we may just go out as one group. We'll see what happens. And we go out and hit the streets and see people saved, healed, and set free. It's been incredible, some of the testimonies we've had, ankles healed, backs healed, in malls, in Walmarts, and out on the streets, in parks, broken wrists being healed, broken finger, you know. It's been crazy. We had a woman that the Lord showed somebody a picture of a zebra and someone else in that same group a picture of an orange scarf. And they're like, what's that about? And they're on the street. They see this woman carrying a zebra print purse with an orange scarf on her head. And they're like, well, I guess we're supposed to go to her. So they go over to her and say, hey, this may sound crazy, but we were praying and God showed us a picture of zebra and orange scarf. And we think we're supposed to come to you and ask you what you need prayer for. And so this woman says, well, yeah, you came to the right person. And long story short, she tells them about this demon that's been in their house and really messing with her head and her daughter's head, who was there with her. They prayed for her. She gets set free and delivered. Daughter gets set free. Both of them get saved. And that's what we're doing. It's kingdom work. So it sounds intimidating, but that's only, you know, if it sounds intimidating to someone, it's because you haven't been trained yet. So come to the training, and that'll make it less intimidating. And then you can bail if you're still intimidated, but I don't think you will be.
Well, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I may ask, we might get you to mention this at the end of the show, but how can people get a hold? Is there a way people can get a hold of you, or do you just accept any invitation to come to a workshop?
Yeah. My website is artthomas.org. And on there, there's a form for inviting me, and there's also, you can find my itinerary there for where I'll be. Like the week after the workshop, I'm going up to Brooklyn, New York for a Friday, Saturday, and then New Ipswich, New Hampshire, I think it is, on Sunday night, doing another healing training. So, I'm all over the place right now, and but what's interesting is the Lord told me when I started this back in 2011 not to call up pastors and solicit for speaking engagements. So I've only been taking requests from people who actually contact me and take the initiative themselves. So if somebody wants me to come by, go ahead and contact me. I don't have some big crazy demands or anything. I just want a place to stay and something to eat and a way to get there. So, you know, I'll drive, but I don't have a ton of money, so I need provision for gas. But that's I'm real simple, well, real simple.
It's awesome that you are, because there's some ministers that's got a lot of big movies, movie stars, and they've got to have the M&Ms, and they've got to have this, and then you've got to put this great big amount of money up, and then there's some ministries that don't have a whole lot of money, and they can't really afford that. And it's and the way you're doing it is making it easier for people to have access to you, where you can go and do God's work. You can do the things that God is calling you, and that's pretty awesome, man. And one thing that I've noticed, you know, even with my own radio show, I actually pay for everything on my show myself. And one thing that I have noticed how God pays me back is through weird things. It's like free meals at a restaurant you go to and somebody just paid for it. Or just things, you know, the Lord is doing for you from time to time that you don't recognize. God does pay everybody back for what they're doing in his kingdom, and plus we get the big payback at the end of our time. So,
absolutely.
So it's awesome how the Lord, you know, helps you out when you're helping him out, and it's a two-way street there. But, yeah, man, we're very excited. I know I've got I got somebody coming from Asheville, North Carolina. Awesome. It's about a three-hour drive. It's coming to the workshop, and he's been a follower of yours for a long time, and he's very excited.
Oh, cool.
And I've already got one guy that's here in Hickory. I told him he went with me. He wants for us all to go out to eat somewhere. He wants to talk to you. And
super.
I got some people really excited, and we're just praying that, you know, a lot of people show up where we can get them on the streets, because we really need them on these streets here in this area. Because you know, the power of God's kindly slowed down, but we do have a community in Hickory that's starting to do this. I'd had no idea about them. I didn't even know they existed here in my own county. And I just ran upon them maybe last month or so. And
awesome.
What was so funny, I talked to Pete Sabera, and he prayed for me. He's like, man, he said, you know, Lord, please let him find these people that is in his area that he has no idea. And luckily I did.
That's great.
It was cool. But, yeah, the Lord's doing some amazing things, and I'm positive that he's going to do some amazing things through you this coming weekend. And everybody, I'm really telling you, you know, you're going to miss something if you don't show up. It's going to be the 16th and the 17th in Maiden at the Recreation Center. The first workshop, or I'll say the first speaking engagement, is going to be Friday at 7 p.m., and, you know, Art's going to be speaking biblically about, you know, about how the power of God works. And healings is going to be taking place, too, as this is going on. It always does on Art. And, you know, some great things are going to happen. And just show up, and you enjoy the word of God that Art's going to speak. And then Saturday we're going to go crash course like you're talking about, hit the streets and show us, you know, tell us how the Lord works on the streets and what all the Lord will do with you on the street. And it's going to be an amazing workshop. There's no charge. We will be taking a love offering for Art. And Art may have a few DVDs or books or something that he's promoting. You know, you can pick one of those up if you wish. But it's going to be an amazing workshop. And I really, really tell everybody, you know, show up. Let the Lord touch you. If you got any pains, any hurts, anything, show up. You know, maybe the Lord touch you through the workshop. And,
bring somebody
very amazing
with you that's got pains and hurts if you don't have any pains and hurts.
Yeah. And I'm sure if the Lord touched people Redonda of all them pains, they sure will touch you too if you show up to the workshop. You know. So it's going to be some amazing things there. So, or have you ever been to Maiden or this area before, or is this the first time you've been to this area?
I've been to the area, but this will be my first time really seeing Maiden, seeing Charlotte, and all that. So yeah,
that's awesome. It's a little city that if you blink, you'll miss it. So you know, it's a it reminds you kind of Mayberry, man. So it's kind of small. So there's some,
that's great.
it's a small little city. It's a very very nice city. We have a lot of what you want to call family-owned restaurants here, so you know, it's great food down here, and I'm sure
awesome.
You're going to really enjoy it. And it's going to be great and amazing where we can actually, you know, hear you in person instead of watching your videos, but actually see you talk. That's going to be cool because I know a lot of us have watched your videos, and, you know, I've got to talk to you, but I've never got to see you in person and really see you speak, and it's going to be exciting for me, too, to see
Super.
You bring your word amongst the people. But, Jacob, how's it going down your way, man?
It's going really good, man. The ministry's really doing good, man. I would actually say that things just kind of blew up down here, man. I mean, I'm kind of running like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, doing this show with you, man, is actually one of the highlights this week. I've got a few things out of town speaking engagements coming up that I'm really really stoked about. The Lord's opening doors, man, and I can't complain about anything. And so,
it's awesome, man. He's always opening doors for us.
I've seen a couple of healings here recently that I don't normally get prayer requests for because they were women. One of my buddies has a wife that had something wrong with her kidneys and. She wasn't able to, you know, I'm not going to talk about it on the radio. Yeah, we're all human. But anyway, he laid hands on her. I laid my hand on top of his, and she was healed and been healed ever since. So,
amen. Lord touched in many different ways. Now, Art, tell us a little something about your video, man.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, this thing is going all over the world, and it's made by a couple guys, me and a friend of mine, who we had no experience with filmmaking, no background whatsoever, no equipment, no money. And the Lord just kind of started opening doors and putting stuff, dropping equipment in our laps, and it's been incredible. So we made this film. The heartbeat behind it is to train and equip the church to do healing ministry. So the first, like, hour of the film is showing people what God's doing around the world, more notably here in America. You get to watch miracles happening on screen, watching people doing the stuff, and also hearing testimonies of medically documented healings that, you know, it's not just psychology. This is something over time that doctors have verified and proven, yeah, only God could have done this. That doesn't make sense otherwise. And then the last portion of the film, and it's kind of scattered through the first part, is just practical, down-to-earth advice from more than 30 different healing ministers who we were interviewing through the first portion of the film. Every one of them shares their most practical advice for healing ministry that they've got. So we've got it's been incredible. The people that have been watching the film, I've been getting emails from people saying, you know, I got the film 3 days ago, and I've already watched it 4 times. So apparently it's God's doing something with it. We've had testimonies of people getting healed while watching the film. We've had testimonies of people getting activated in healing ministry, like they watch it, and then the next day, I mean, my own parents, they watched the film, and a day or two later they were at church, and this, I think she was like an 80, 90-year-old woman, falls on the steps of the church, and they hear this loud pop. She's in excruciating pain. Her knee swells up all big black and blue and all kinds of pain. They pray for her real quick. Everybody helps her into a chair, carries her up into the church, and they pray some more. And the next day they get a phone call saying, look, she is completely fine. There's no bruising whatsoever, no more swelling. She's feeling great. She's walking around like normal. I mean, that doesn't happen with an 80, 90-year-old woman. that's something only God can do. So, I mean, we're seeing God do some incredible stuff through it. And that's the movie's name is Paid in Full, and you can check it out at paidinfullfilm.com. And that just went live, let's see, it would have been Good Friday, April 18th is when we launched it. So it's been amazing.
That's awesome how, you know, you can get a film and, you know, you're doing this for the Lord and he'll take it and do many things. I mean, it could be anything that you're doing to help healing, you know, to deliver people, and you're not really sure how it's going to go. And sometimes you only think it's to the extent like it would be from these movie stars and how these big film places do. And God could take something just, you know, simple and do, you know, amazing things with it. And, you know, a lot of us, we think we've got to be big producers like the Hollywood people do, but you don't. You know, you can do anything with it, and especially with the Lord backing you, and you know, yeah, he'll take that little film and save thousands of people and heal thousands. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But
yep,
that's cool, man. I really, really tell everybody to go check that film out and you know, let the Lord touch them through that film. But yeah, Art, it's great to have you on the show today. And, you know, we're really looking forward for the workshop. And, Jacob, I'm really glad that you're getting to host with me and going to help me with the radio show here pretty soon for a while. And, yeah, Art, I hope your trip is safe getting here and everything works out great. And you get to go to that wedding that you're wanting to go to, and everything works out good there too. And it's I wish, I was like, I hope they don't break up. I hope they don't. I want Art to come down here.
I would have come anyway.
Yeah. I was like, you know, everything work out. So God's got everything in control. So everything's working out. So God's going to do something great. So, you know, everything's working out. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and promote this, my own show here a little bit. If anybody wants to go to the Healing Light page, go to www.facebook.com/Healing Light Show, which is in capital letters. You can check out everything we're doing there. I'll post when we're going to do shows. If there's a new show coming up, I'll post it, and you can click on it. It'll take you straight to the show during the show. If you don't have a computer, if you're just listening on somebody's computer now and you don't have a computer, you can call in on the guest line for 347-996-3615, and you can listen to the show on your telephone. And that's very, very awesome for people who don't have a computer. And I like everybody to listen to this show, no matter whether you have a computer or what, where you can, you know, hear some of the guests and have the Lord touch you through this. And like I tell everybody, you know, if you want a prayer, somebody to pray for you during the show, you can start right at 10 o'clock. Call in at 347-996-3615, and I will get to you. I will bring you on the show, and we'll all pray for you if you got any situation going on. I mean, don't be embarrassed, because we've had a lot of people that has called in, and, you know, we prayed for them, and we've saw miracles happen. I've actually did some call-in shows where we did a deliverance. And we did some, you know, did some healing on this show. And I've got some guests that really prefer that, and it's pretty awesome. But, yeah, you can go to Facebook.com, Healing Light Show, and find the show page. You know, the Blog Talk show, if you want to go to Blog Talk and catch it, it's blogtalkradio.com/locate77. That'll take you right to my page on Blog Talk. And, you know, If you put that in, you'll go straight to the show page. You'll see all of my archives, all the shows that I have done, and what you can do. You can pick, if the Lord has got you pointed to one show that really will talk to you about a situation in your life, just go to the show, listen to the show, and just give us a feedback. And I do ask for everybody to give me a feedback on Facebook.com /healinglightshow and tell me how I'm doing. Tell us if you've had any miracles from listening to the show. I'm really excited about miracles that people have got touched by listening to the show. And testimonies, testimonies really helps everybody, you know, that's listening to the show know that God is touching them. God is working through this show. So that will really help us all and help the show out. So just go ahead and leave a testimony, or you can leave it on my Facebook page, Stan Shell, on Facebook, and it would be great there too. But at this time, you know, Art, do you feel anything that somebody needs to be prayed for? Do you see anything?
Yeah, I'm feeling there's somebody who's got like a lung condition, something going on there. I can't identify it. All I know is I'm feeling something in my lungs, and I know I wasn't feeling that 5 minutes ago. So, so yeah, if you got a problem with your lungs, we just speak to that in Jesus' name. Be completely whole. Lungs, be whole. In fact, spirit of infirmity, leave in Jesus' name, never return. And so I just, if that was you, take a deep breath. Get some good air in there and start thanking Jesus for what he's done. We'll see what God does. Let Stan know what happens. I'm also feeling there's somebody, you've got something going on, kind of like the, how do I describe this with words? I'm feeling it like at the base of the skull on the right-hand side, if that makes sense. There's some pain there, something going on. Pain go. Actually, I'm thinking if there's a tumor or a cyst or something there, we just curse that thing and tell it to shrivel up and be gone in Jesus' name. Be completely whole. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's what I'm getting right now, bro. Oh, lower back. If you got lower back pain, just stand up now. Start moving around, and I'm feeling you're going to just find out in Jesus' name you're whole. So, yeah, let us know.
Amen. I'm seeing, I don't know whether somebody's got something going on with their face. I don't know whether it's their eye or something going on there. But in Jesus' name, I command the spirit of infirmity to leave. I curse you and bind you, command you to leave off their face, out of their eye. And I command wholeness. I command healing in Jesus' name. And what I'd like you to do, just touch your face or your eye and just close it and open it and see what's going on. Let's see. Now I'm really identifying, really getting an identification about the eye. I'm going to go for the eye fully. Now, eyes, be open now in Jesus' name. Close your eyes in Jesus' name. Spirit of blindness, leave. I curse you and bind you. And I command you to leave the person's eye now in Jesus' name. I want you to open your eyes and just look around. Look at something you couldn't see before and see what happens. Command the eye to be fully open. I see an arms. I don't know whether somebody's got some arthritis in their arm, left arm. I'm feeling left arm. I command the arthritis to leave out of the joints. I curse and bind the arthritis in the joints to leave. I command all bones and tendons to be healed now in Jesus' name. Any muscle tissue that's been messed up in the left arm to be repaired now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for what you did. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, there's somebody who's listening to all this, and they're thinking, man, please say this. And I feel like the Lord wants you to exercise your faith outside of us giving a specific word of knowledge for your condition. So whatever your problem is, just start testing it out. Start doing something you couldn't do before and see what God did.
I've got something in my left ear burning. My left ear has been burning for the last couple of minutes, and I've been waiting for this. If it's deafness, I command deafness, the deaf spirit right now to come out of the ear. I command the ear to hear perfectly, be normal in the name of Jesus. I see a vision right now of somebody with a growth. A growth is leaving a body. I curse that growth. I command it to shrivel up and die right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that your healing power is flowing through that body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We command that growth to die. Thank you for that, Father. I have to go with Art on the lower back. There's more than one person, so I'm confirming that word.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm getting somebody who has migraine headaches, chronic migraine headaches. They get this real often. I curse the spirit of migraines. I curse and bind you. I command you to leave their head completely now. Migraine, spirit of migraine headaches, I curse you and command you to leave. Father, I ask you to remove all the residue from that demon, remove it completely from their head. Will they be pain free? I command the head to be completely healed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting feet pain. Somebody's having problems with their feet. I don't know whether their feet just ain't working right anymore. I command the feet to be healed. I command every bone and tissue in the foot to be lifted off. I command the bone tissue to be repaired. I command the muscle tissue in the foot to be repaired. I command any infirmity that's hanging around there to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
I'm really seeing it. I'm really seeing it growth in the tumor. I'm still seeing that. So, guys, both you guys on here, just agree that whoever's got that is done.
Yeah. If that's you, just put your hand on it wherever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw, I was in Lansing, Michigan. There was this woman who had a cyst on her wrist that was wrapped around a nerve, so they couldn't operate. And so she came up for prayer. We put our hand on it. We cursed that thing like Jesus cursed the fig tree. I'm like, if he can make a tree wither, we can make a cyst wither, right? So in Jesus' name, man. And we just put our hand there and kept checking it. And after about a minute and a half, the thing started shrinking. And after about 5 minutes, it was completely gone. So we got to watch that thing shrink in front of our eyes. And so I share that testimony with you because I want to build your faith and get you to see what God can do and what he wants and encourage you to persevere for this thing because Jesus paid for it and he deserves what he paid for.
Amen. And at this time, anybody that's got a condition that we didn't name, just put your hand there now.
Yeah.
Just put your hand there now.
We don't have to call a word out for you to get healed.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus is around to heal every day, all the time. So,
amen. Just put your hand there now. We cast that demonic spirit out, whatever it is. In Jesus' name, I command you to leave their body now. I curse and bind you and rebuke you, and I command you to leave their body now. Go. You have no authority there. Leave now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to bring complete healing to them and bring your peace upon them now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. You're so awesome. You do great things for for us.
Experiencing severe depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We speak to their mind right now in the name of Jesus, and we command peace to come. Peace of mind. Satan, we command you to take your hands off that person's mind or persons in the name of Jesus, and we just release the spirit of life into their mind in the name of Jesus, power, love, and a sound mind. Be to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I want to thank both of y'all for being on the show today, and I'm getting ready to close the show down and put this in archives and see how this thing blows up, how many people are going to hit it. But I really thank you both for coming on the show today, and I'm sure that this show here is going to touch many a person, and a lot of people are going to hear art. They're going to say, hey, we want to go to that workshop. So
Come on out.
It's gonna be, come on out. We're gonna have the doors open for you. So and if y'all have any kids, anybody has kids that wants to come to workshop, we've got a playground right behind the recreation center. It's really safe. There's people who goes down there all the time, and they have fun out there on the playground equipment they have. They've got a baseball field out there. If anybody got kids that likes to play soccer, there's a soccer ball field back here. And we also have a gym downstairs they can play basketball, not unless somebody has it rented. So it's a lot for people to do for their kids if they want to just come and they need their kids to stay somewhere where they can stay occupied. And there's a lot of stuff where you can do at the recreation center while a mom and dad is coming in there to learn how to pray for Jesus and going out the street. So, bring your kids. I mean, I'm sure from – Any kid that can understand, anything, they can bring to the workshop and learn how to pray, pray for people through Jesus. And
absolutely.
I mean, you don't have to be a 20-year-old to learn this. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome. But, come on out, and, we'll enjoy spending time with you, too, and watching the Lord, transform your life, too. So, I want to say God bless everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. And I'll see you next Saturday.
the way to where the wild and rushing river can be found. And like the rain, I have been carried here to where the river flows. Yeah. My heart is racing and my knees are weak as I walk to the edge. I know there is no turning back once my feet have left the